Oh shit, Troy, sorry.
Or Southbound Records.
I was so into that Daft Punk remix that I just forgot to play the intro when three other members of the staff are right here. Oh. Southbound Records present From the Crate. Hi. Firstly, let me just say thank you very much for the delicious cake that you guys brought in. Yay!
From the oven.
Now, but so let's get focused, Troy. This is the last time we get to do this together. It's a bummer.
The last time.
I've really, really enjoyed it. I must say, Troy, it's one of my favourite parts of the week.
Well, I'm thinking out of the many years we've known each other, this has probably been the best. Definitely the best we've got on, but also definitely the best music, I think, is coming out at the moment.
Fucking A.
Yeah. Shall we start on something?
No pressure today, then.
No pressure. Well, now, you know how you get those.
Remember the bosses are here?
I don't want to get fired again. You know those sort of Frankenstein genres where you get, you know, that something is Frankensteined into something else. And generally.
Not mashup Frankenstein.
No, not like that, but like, let's form like a soft rock band, but make it a Christian one. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, okay. Like a band that does lounge heavy metal covers, sort of things.
That sort of thing. Yep. Hare Krishna hardcore, remember that? That was a thing for a while.
Straight edge.
Straight edge. Anyways, so you would think this record we're going to look at right now.
It was a thing, wasn't it?
Straight. You'd think that this record here might be like kind of one of those Frankenstein mix something in with something else. But it's not.
Oh, I think this looks like a treasure. This is who's this? Firstly, let's start with Greg Belt. It's a beautiful pink and shiny record cover here.
Yes, it is.
I don't want to give too much away at this stage. Well, there's not a lot to give away apart from it says Greg Belson's Divine Disco, Volume 2, Obscure Gospel Disco, 1979 to 1987.
There you go.
Wow.
So you'd think, what on earth does gospel music have to do with disco? Is this one of those like tacky things where people with no ideas are going, hey, I know what we're going to do. You know, let's reach the youth with our spiritual message. It's nothing like that.
Did you see that? Did you watch that TV show, The Get Down?
Oh yeah, I did see there, that.
That link to gospel and disco is portrayed in that show really well.
It is. Yeah. You're quite right. This record here, Greg Belson. You said who's Greg Belson? As far as I know, Greg Belson is a DJ and a record collector and an expert in
obscure
gospel disc.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
He could be other things. I don't know, but he did do. This is the volume two. Volume one came out about 2 years ago, and it was real good. But you'd think, what's up, Tess?
I was just looking at the track that you're going to play off it.
Ah, right.
Yeah.
Anxious to get cracking.
No. I was just looking, you know, what side it was on and what's going on. It's obviously a compilation.
So Heavy vinyl.
Yep, Cultures of Soul is the label which has put this out. Now, this was supposedly going to come out on Record Store Day, and you wouldn't believe how many people wanted it and couldn't get it.
Really?
But it was just delayed. So here it is now. There's stuff on here that I must admit, a couple of times I laughed.
Is it worth doing the day after Record Store Day and the day after the day after Record Store Day? And then the day after the day after Record Store Day?
Making those days.
Yeah.
Those are days anyway.
Yeah.
But I mean, profound. It's, there's definitely there's sort of like a trickle down, isn't there?
Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
But that's
keep
the
that
point.
In mind
but that's
when you're, keep
point.
That in mind when you're taking out loans.
Isn't that the point of Record Store Day, right?
Yes, I
just don't
so.
Forget, you know.
Just don't. Chuck it in your diary. Go ahead, Troy.
All right, so there's a couple of things that I had to laugh at on here with the because it did sound quite funny. The first one is by The Converters. Their song was "I've Been Converted," and and it just goes from there.
Ladies and gentlemen, here they are,
The Converters. One of the real crackers on here is by Mr. Jesse Maguire. "Jesus Is on the Main Line." Now that one is an instrumental. That is a killer but the one we're going to hear is from the Johnson Family Gospel Singers.
Oh, marvellous.
This one here just jumped out and you'll hear why.
There it is.
Okay, so far so disco. Wait for the vocal.
What year are we thinking? Sort of
1984. Quite late for disco.
Only invitation.
But it really is. It's they haven't they held back on the gospel, have they?
No. But how much?
It's got that. It's got that. Yeah, it's got that. And that beautiful disco bass. You know, that very punchy. Listen to it. And I've said this before, but I like a bass that sounds like it's a dog sniffing around at a party, yeah. Like a dog down at the low level, sniffing around people's feet. So the reason this is obscure is because it didn't really take off, or it was sort of just part of a transition, or what?
No, the reason that the records on this compilation are obscure is that they were like private press singles put out either by the church themselves or by the people. The one I mentioned, Jesus on the Mainline, 50 copies got pressed up.
Really?
Yeah, and apparently...
Greg Belson got one.
Yeah, Greg got one. No, apparently only 35 of them sold. The church that Mr. Maguire was from goes, oh, no, this is a bit funky.
Yeah, so what happened to the other 15?
The undulating of the pelvis.
They're still floating around.
Yeah, or were binned, who knows. But this one here...
If you melt a record, you can make quite a good pot plant thing for it. With it.
Or then you lose the music, right?
Yeah. Happens a lot, though.
Don't still there. So... Yeah, being a
how many people in this Johnson family? Sounds like quite a few.
I'm not sure.
Sounds like they've got voices to spare, actually.
There wasn't even a picture sleeve to this single. I have no idea anything about them apart from the fact that gleaning by looking at the original label, a picture of, I don't have one.
Would you like me to tell you how many people?
Yeah, go on.
See, and this is we're obviously in the internet times now.
Yeah, you are.
But make sure it's Johnson Family Gospel Singers and not Johnson Family Singers, who were a 1940s folk group.
Okay, so I am looking at the Johnson Family Singers. Is it not the same thing?
No.
Wow. Okay.
See, gospel is in there.
I'm not sure then.
Time to ramble. It's a word we don't use often enough in these modern times, is ramble. I think I might just go for a ramble. All right, what's next, Troy? That's beautiful.
I can't remember.
Maybe a bit churchy. Maybe a bit churchy for me to play around the house.
I don't know.
I find myself getting a little bit...
I think this way... You know,
breeding fishes.
When it's gospel soul, I'm totally behind it.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. So I'll see you at church then.
Well, if church sounded like this... We were talking about this in the office the other day, you know. The chances of you going to church, would they increase exponentially if it was the Reverend Al Green's church?
Good point.
Yeah.
I watched this documentary I was talking about a couple of days ago called Anthropocene. One of the scenes is in a church in Nigeria that's built for a million people to sit in.
At one time?
Yeah.
A million people at once?
They are having a party. Yeah, yeah. A million people at once.
Good grief.
Humans. What's next?
Next.
Seven members. Sorry.
Thank you.
I just found it.
Gospel?
Yeah, okay. Seven members. And they are a family.
Yes, they were.
Like the
no photos.
No photos. So, okay. So, Grip Bells on Disco Volume 2 on Cultures Aside. We got now. Let's move on. This fellow here. We've encountered this guy a couple of times. On the crate.
Honeycomb.
The man's name is Jitwam. Remember him now?
Oh, yeah. It's Honeycomb's name of the album, is it?
It is. This is the new album from Jitwam, who I think we first might have heard on a
compilation, wasn't it?
It was. It was on DJ Kicks. Moody Man's DJ Kicks, as a matter of fact.
Okay, heavy hitter. All right.
Anyway, so Jitwam, who some people
hear... Jitwam, is that how you say it? Ah.
Well, I think, what do you say?
I thought it was Jitwam. I trust Troy.
Never say that. Oh, he'd be terribly offended.
I trust Troy in this regard.
I'm not from India, whereas he is, so I could be wrong.
I could be wrong as well. Oh, well.
Maybe let's look at Texan. Hey, Mickey, it's actually pronounced...
Now, like the last Jitwam album was out on Cosmic Compositions, which is the label that put out Christoph El Truento's final, which you can get at our shop.
great album that is,
isn't it?
Yeah.
But this one here, he's moved on to a label in Copenhagen in Denmark called Tartalit Records, and that is pronounced incorrectly. I just said it for fun there. Come on, let's hit it. Let's see what we got. So what's the name of this one? Open Doors, is it?
Open Doors, yeah.
Right, now, this one, when you hear the trumpets, you'll recognise them as being Nick Walters from...
Let me just see.
Okay. So where's he from, sorry?
Jitwam?
Yeah.
Well, he lived here. He lived in Australia.
Oh, okay.
From India.
Yeah.
Now he lives in Brooklyn. Is that a trombone?
Do you know what? I was going to say, there's some very nice brass, isn't it?
Trombone played by Rosie Turton.
Oh, yeah, cool. Yeah. She's sort of the go-to cool trombonist now, isn't she?
Yep. Good reason, too.
Her fine trombone playing, probably. I'd say, Troy.
Yeah, that'd be the reason.
Where's this recorded, do you know?
Brooklyn, I believe, though probably not the brass parts. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It was recorded in London with Nature Boy Flaco producing.
Yeah, I was just about to say.
Yeah, so it's London.
Look how fat that bass is under there.
So great. So when's this out, tomorrow?
Indeed it is, worldwide tomorrow. Yep. What are you thinking?
It's a lovely production.
I love it. I heard some of his other stuff is older stuff, but yep. I think maybe that was when he was he producing here?
I think so,
yeah.
Is that him, is that him singing as well?
That's Cheese Time singing. Okay, so
that's cool.
The trumpet
it's
is
really fat, isn't it? Like it's got a lot of
It's one of those songs that makes you feel good.
It's one of those songs that makes you feel good. Yes, that's right.
But so did the first one we heard today.
Oh, absolutely.
Let's hope the third one doesn't bring us down, Troy.
And it won't.
So that's Jitwan Presents Honeycomb.
Yep. So that's his...
Photo on the cover's cool, eh?
It's his second full-length album. Look at this, my favourite bit of the photo there. I don't care about all the rest of it.
Send a Raven.
Why is that?
What?
Why is that? Are you a fan of ravens?
I'm a fan of all birds.
Oh, I didn't know that, Troy.
Yep.
Pelicans.
Yep. Toucans.
Storks.
Yep.
We've seen the new David Attenborough thing on Netflix. Our Planet.
Oh, yeah.
His flock of hornbills. You know, that's Adam. And they did Puppy Guy Bitter, which is just fantastic. It's just more of them. Yeah, there's one there for the
Yeah. Oh, no, I thought they were updated and that they'd, you know, given them
new software or something.
Yeah.
No. There's just more of them. Oh, doing more cool stuff.
Now, should we stay in London?
We're going to have to. This is the final from the Crate record. I'll be listening to Troy. I hope it's a goodie.
Well, it is. And I think... I think you'll find the title of this record will appeal.
Oh, you can't steal my joy. And look at that bunch of dudes on the cover.
Now, this is
a bunch of sweaty enthusiasts.
They were dressed to have their photo taken for the cover. They've just done a gig, obviously.
And there's the picture of the gig behind. Look at that. Woo!
Ah, so it's candid.
Look at that for a party.
Candid shot. Just
look at that for a party, Tess.
Oh, it looks like a party.
Woo!
Look at these people.
It looks like it's in a beautiful... Is that
it looks like the St. James or something.
In the...
Camden,
do you know where that photo is taken?
I don't know.
That might be what heaven looks like.
Are they from Camden?
No, they're from South London, but chances of them playing in Camden, I'd say, are fairly high. I don't know what that is. That doesn't look like... It's not the Academy, is it, Jeffrey?
It's that other big club in...
It's the Empire in
Hackney.
So the Ezra Collective, Troy.
Yes. A splendid group. This one here is featuring who, Mike?
Kokoroko!
So what you have here is 5 + 6.
Is that pronounced Kokoroko? Or is it Kokoroko? Like that?
Yeah. It's in capitals.
Oh, so it's Kokoroko!
Yeah.
Sounds good, Shakara. Some proud brass there as well, isn't there?
Oh, yeah.
What sort of organ is that? What's that? There's that little twinkly little angel organ.
Sounds like a Rhodes, actually.
It's a twinkly bit of a Rhodes.
Wait for it.
And that is a serious groove.
It's got the album's got a track that features Georgia Smith, who was here very recently for Lane. You're quite a fan of Georgia Smith, aren't you?
Yeah.
Oh,
I wasn't that enamored with her Laneway's performance.
Oh, okay. It's hard down there in the park sometimes.
It's hard too, you know, and just wander around.
Is this Jude's when he played in New Zealand?
Loyal Kana, he played at the Laneway before, I think.
Did he?
Yeah. So he's awesome. He's got a track that I've been really into at the moment called Otto Lingi.
Oh, from his new record?
Yeah. I don't know if it's from his new record.
I think it is.
Possibly.
When's the new Loyal Kana album out, Jeffrey? Next week.
Next week. There you
next
go.
Next week is the new Loyal Kana. You can hear him on one tune of the... Oh, listen to that, though.
It's amazing. It's really great. You might be forgiven for thinking this is a live album, though. Wouldn't you? By the way it's the way they've sort of...
The way it's presented and packaged, it looks like it. But no, this is...
I can see, though, why that when you would hear this live, that it would elicit that sort of response that is portrayed on the back cover by the crowd, who look like they're going, for want of a better term, absolutely apeshit.
And virtually no one is holding a telephone except for that person.
Except for that guy right in the middle of the main picture. Yeah,
there you go, Tim. Coco in Camden,
I think.
It does look like the Empire, though, Jeffrey, but yeah.
It doesn't sound like anything.
So, we have here the new sound of London, which is equal parts Afrobeat, jazz, funk.
If you're over there and you really started soaking this up, you would just be flat out, wouldn't you? Going to gigs?
Yep. But think
seeing some top quality. Yeah, I mean, we wouldn't see you for a few years, I don't think. You might miss your phone call home on New Year's, you know. Sweating it out in some underground club somewhere. To some bitchin' trombonist.
Let's do it.
The only thing that would really make this better for me is if they wore tidier clothes.
just so we're clear on this, there isn't a dress code up at Southbound, is there?
Okay, shoes. You Can't Steal My Joy is the name of the new 2LP from Ezra Collective. It actually came out last Friday, but luckily we still got some left.
On the heavy vinyl, and any of those on CD?
Ezra Collective, you can get on CD. G-Twam, you can get on CD. No, not G-Twam on CD, but Greg Belson's Divine Disco Volume 2. We have on CD as well.
Fantastic. Hey, Troy, like I said before, and to you off air and everything, I've really, really loved doing this segment, man. And,
this has been great.
And
thank
I've
you
really
so
liked
much.
Having doing radio with you again, and one day we should do something else together again, do you think?
I think we probably
let's sail around
will.
The world together.
Why don't you
kayak to Australia? Thanks, buddy. All the very best, buddy. And thank you very much to all the Southbound crew who brought in a cake for me today.
And a very, very, very
cherished record, the Crow soundtrack. Shut up on record being special, yeah, shut up, no one had it, yeah, shut up, yeah.
From the Crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.